Coinbase cuts 14% of staff and push to become AI-native exchange. Coinbase confirmed on May 5, 2026 that it is reducing headcount by roughly 14% as part of a restructure CEO Brian Armstrong framed as a shift to a lean, fast, AI-native company. The cuts hit across functions, with the firm planning to experiment with smaller pods, including one-person teams owning entire workflows. Crypto Potato and CoinDesk both reported the move, citing internal communications. The reduction lands at a sensitive moment for the exchange. Bitcoin is trading at $81,602 as of May 5, 2026, up 3.3% on the day, and ETH sits at $2,395 with a 2.4% gain. Sentiment is neutral on the Fear and Greed Index at 50. A growth tape would normally insulate a top exchange from job cuts, which makes the framing matter. Armstrong is pitching this as offense, not defense. The AI-native pivot in practice. The company described one-person team experiments as the operating model it wants to test. In practice, that means stripping a feature or product squad down to a single engineer or product owner. With AI agents handling the support functions, a small team would normally cover code review, documentation, customer escalations, basic compliance triage. The bet is that the productivity gain per remaining employee outweighs the loss of headcount. It is also a public signal to investors and competitors that the exchange thinks it can ship faster with fewer people. Coinbase has been pushing AI tooling into its internal workflows for over a year. And Armstrong has previously said engineers spend a meaningful share of their week reviewing AI-generated code rather than writing it from scratch. Why the timing matters, Coinbase shares have moved with the broader Clarity Act narrative, and the firm is positioning for a regulatory window where U.S. exchanges can win institutional flow currently routed offshore. Smaller, faster teams are a hard sell during a downturn. They are an easier story when the exchange can argue it is freeing capital for AI infrastructure, custody buildouts, and the recently launched Cushy Credit Fund. Coinbase is also expanding into new product surfaces, including the recent move to open Australian self-managed super funds to crypto. Holding spend flat while expanding product scope only works if per-engineer output rises sharply. AI agent integration is the lever the company is pulling to make that math work. The risk in one-person teams. The structural risk is concentration. Crypto exchanges run continuous adversarial workloads. Hot wallet management, on-chain monitoring, account takeover defense, sanction screening. A single engineer plus AI agents is a thin layer when an incident hits at 3 a.m. on a Sunday. Compliance functions in particular tend to fail quietly until they fail loudly, and regulators have shown limited patience for "the agent missed it" as an explanation. The cuts also follow a multi-year pattern at Coinbase. The company laid off roughly 18% of staff in June 2022 and another 20% in January 2023. A third major reduction inside 4 years tests internal morale and can push experienced engineers toward competitors. Kraken, Gemini, and several offshore venues have been actively hiring crypto-native engineers. For users, the immediate effect should be muted. Card services, on-ramp flows, and custody functions are core revenue lines and unlikely to absorb the bulk of the cuts. The longer tail risk is response time on edge cases, disputed transactions, frozen accounts, KYC escalations. Those queues already run long at large exchanges. What to watch next? Three things will tell whether the AI native pitch is real or rhetorical. Engineering output, measured by shipped product and uptime over the next 2 quarters. Compliance incident rate, particularly anything that draws SEC, CFTC, or state regulator attention. Operating margin in the next quarterly filing. If headcount drops 14% but operating costs do not, the savings are being reinvested in infrastructure rather than dropping to the bottom line. Coinbase has not committed to a specific timeline for the restructure or named which divisions absorb the largest cuts. The company is expected to provide more detail at its next earnings call.